All right, we're live. Today we've got Camden County head football coach Josh Blood on the line. How you doing, coach?
Doing well, Ed. How about yourself?
I'm doing great, man. Celebrating my birthday.
Hey, happy birthday, man.
Yeah, thank you. Talking to you, that's my present. So, coach, I just want to go over a couple things about past Friday's scrimmage in Edenton, and then do a quick rapid-fire question round with you. Does that sound good?
Yeah, sounds great.
Okay, so, again, we had the scrimmage last Friday in Edenton. Would you explain to the listeners kind of how it worked and how many teams there were and all that?
Yeah, so there are eight teams total that showed up. We played five of those teams. It started with a basic, we're on offense for 10 plays, and then the opposing team's on defense or on offense for 10 plays. We play defense. So we did that three different times. Then there was a goal line setting where we started on the 10. We had 10 plays. The opposition had 10 plays. And then there was a 20-minute game time session at the very end.
Okay, and this was full pads, too?
Yes, sir. Yep.
Okay. So what were your overall thoughts before we get into specifics just on takeaway from Friday as the overall team effort?
The effort was good. I mean, that's the number one thing that I wanted to come out from is have good effort and no major injuries, and we're good on both of those fronts. Obviously, you know, a lot of these kids – you know, we've only been in pads for, you know, 4 or 5 days at this point. So, you know, getting them into pads, getting them into the habit of tackling low and things of that sort, you know, definitely a lot of takeaways of things that we can fix. There are also a lot of things that we did fairly well, too.
So touching on the injury thing, so what you're saying is there's no injuries that should keep any players out for the upcoming game against Weldon this week?
Nope, no injuries. And again, when you just get back into hitting, that is the number one thing that you can take away from a scrimmage is leaving with everybody healthy. So we're very pleased with that.
Yeah, that's a great sign. Definitely want to have as many numbers as you can in a game like football. So let's talk specifics for a little bit. What are some of your takeaways from the defense as a unit?
Defensively, you know, we missed a couple of assignments, which, again, first time putting pads on against – you know, in a varsity opponent, that's a big deal. We didn't do a very good job of containing to the outside, which, you know, obviously if we want to be successful on defense, that's what we have to do. But overall with the physicalness, I think that we did fine. We've got to work a lot on the fundamentals. The tackling was not very good. A lot of high tackling, a lot of reaching instead of, you know, wrapping and driving through. So definitely this week we're going to be focusing big time on going through the fundamentals of tackling, having tackling circuits every day of practice, because, you know, if you're playing defense and you can't make a tackle, obviously it's not going to be a very good day for you.
Yeah. Can you address the angles that guys were taking? Were you satisfied with the angles? Do you think that contributed a little bit to that, the lack of outside containment? The angles and the routes guys were taking to tackle seemed like that was one of the problems to me.
Yeah, and that was a huge problem. And you know, after the first couple games, when we brought everybody together, that was one of our main talking points, was we're just taking awful angles. And it wasn't one kid specifically. It wasn't one position specifically. It was all over the place. And I think that comes with, you know, the first week of being able to hit and, you know, maybe struggling to engage a blocker and then get off that block. Because we had several times where, you know, we'd have an outside linebacker or a corner, for example, engage the person that's blocking, get off the block, and then take a terrible angle in and just miss the tackle. So, again, that's a huge thing that we're going to be working on this week. With our tackling circuits, we're going to work on angles that we need to take.
Staying on the defensive side of the ball for longer, scheme-wise, was there some takeaways that you could see with the schemes that you were trying to run? Any info that you picked up from that?
No, I mean, it's just, I guess, getting used to doing the same thing every play. So we got involved in a lot of 7-on-7 competitions this summer, And I can tell you that our linebackers are now thinking, hey, I need to be back in coverage. When in reality, in a real football game, which is very different than those 7-on-7s we did in the summer, those linebackers have to step up first and play the run. And we had especially our outside linebackers immediately coming out like it's a pass. You know, in high school football, though, about 70 to 80% of the plays you encounter are going to be run plays. So as far as the scheme of the defense, we need to go back and make sure that they understand what their first priority is. But overall, we got ourselves in the right position and then either missed a tackle because it wasn't great form or, as you said before, took pretty bad angles.
So let's jump to the other side of the ball. Everybody likes to talk offense, of course. I always like to address defense first because I think that's the most important. But specific takeaways that you have from the offensive side of the ball as a unit?
I was actually a lot more pleased with the offensive side than the defensive side. And offensively, we seem to move the ball decently against every team. I would say decently against every team except for our 20-minute period against Northampton. The number one thing that I take away from is we didn't have any turnovers. We had one bad snap between the center and the quarterback, which was what we were working on all last week. The backs, for the most part, hit the correct holes. The big issue that we're going to encounter on offense is a lot of the running backs and fullbacks that we're using are converting from a different position. You know, Luke Mills probably averaged 8 to 10 yards a carry, but he's moving from being an offensive lineman to a fullback.
Right.
And he's still carrying the ball way too high, which was a common theme for our running backs. They're carrying the ball too high. Their pad level's not good enough. But overall with offense, I thought we moved the ball fairly well for this being the first time we've put this new style of offense that we have against a real varsity team.
So something I wanted to talk about, you know, we were running the T a lot. I thought the running backs did a pretty good job. Can you talk for a little bit about the offensive line and that, you know, you said you pulled a couple guys that used to play offensive line off to the position of running back. How did you feel like the offensive line did as a unit?
I was a little bit surprised. They did a little bit better than I expected. We're playing a little bit short. As it already was. So some guys that haven't gotten a lot of reps playing the offensive line, we threw them up there, and they played surprisingly well. The biggest issue, you know, I've talked to you before about the little things that we do wrong that hurt us. Looking back over film, I watched that a couple times since Friday, and the splits that the linemen had, my biggest complaint about the linemen's or critique of the linemen would be their splits. You know, they're not 2 foot apart from each other. They're almost 1 foot or sometimes a half a foot from each other. So the offensive line not being consistent with their stance and steps really caused some problems for us and kind of helped the defense to close some of the holes that we were trying to run through.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. There's something that I wanted to talk to you about. You know, we've done the 7-on-7s, and we had this great opportunity with the 8 teams out there, Edenton, to scrimmage. But something we haven't seen yet is special teams. You know, that's something that doesn't involve itself in these scrimmages. Can you touch a little bit on special teams, maybe who we can expect to see in certain positions and just how that's going in terms of their progression and practice?
Absolutely. We especially on Saturday, we came in and watched some film, and it was, of course, raining Saturday morning, so we took to the gym and walked through all of our special teams. One kid asked, you know, Coach, do you think I'm going to be on the special teams this year? And I'm going to be really honest. We're going to end up with a varsity roster of around 24 kids. There's not a lot of place to hide. You know, a lot of these kids can expect it, even if they're a starter on the offense or the defense or both. You know, we're going to throw our best players out on special teams because that's a huge part of the game that gets overlooked quite a bit. Our kicker this year is going to be Kevin Robertson. He's been the kicker for the last couple years. Excellent kicker when he gets the chance. And one of our keys this year is just going to be paying more attention to the special teams. Because last year, I think just offhand, we probably allowed 5 kick returns for a touchdown, which is a number I don't want to come close to seeing this year. So just we're definitely making sure that we pay more attention to special teams this year, because it can be a huge boost if you do it well, or it could be, you know, a huge failure if you do it incorrectly.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Definitely look forward to seeing the special teams. That's kind of the one look I haven't been able to see at all from our team. So I'm excited to see if maybe we can't create some special teams plays for ourselves, you know, i.e. big run backs, or, you know, kicking the field goal, or whatever it may be. I want to move on from special teams to talk about some of the specific players that stood out to you. I wanted to say that one guy I was pretty impressed with that was not on my radar was number 22. I believe his name's Justin Noon. Yep. I thought he ran the ball really hard and was running downfield. And for his size, he seems to run a lot bigger than he is.
Absolutely. He's a little skinny kid. And, you know, for these kids that are going to be sophomores, this is my, I guess, 4th year in a row coaching them. So, you know, I've been around him quite a bit. And he's one that, you know, I'm proud of all the work that he's put in. Can't seem to put on any weight, but, I mean, he plays much bigger than he is. And generally when we hear a hard hit in practice, it's either him running the ball or him, you know, driving through somebody and making a tackle. So he's one that's been really impressive. And like I said, he's just a sophomore, but we're looking for him to quite possibly start on both sides of the ball, because he's one that's really been impressive this offseason.
Yeah, I agree. He really stood out to me. Obviously, Luke Mills is somebody I kept my eye on a lot during the scrimmage. And I know you touched on earlier that you thought he had somewhere around 8 to 10 yard average carrying the ball. Seemed like he took a lot of dives up the middle and was kind of taking 2 or 3 guys from any team that we ran into to bring him down. He really, when he runs it, he's a load.
Oh, absolutely. He's one where another thing, the best thing that we can look for, you know, as coaches is those effort players. And Luke Mills is always going to give his best effort. So a play that your average running back might take for 2 or 3 yards, Luke's going to tack on 3 to 5 just by the great effort that he gives every time. And the kids around him, if they know that he's getting the ball, they know that they need to give their best effort, because that's what Luke expects of them.
Yeah, and I think the kids probably realize, you know, that might be our best chance to really find some success, because Luke is a weapon that I really look forward to you utilizing this year. I'm really excited to see Luke play and, you know, wish him the most success. Let's talk about the quarterback, Sam Gwill. What did you think of his performance on Friday?
No, he didn't do poorly. He completed a couple passes. The only real passes that we tried to throw, we threw ourselves out in a doubles look, which is just twins to each side. And you know, he had a couple passes that he threw that should have been touchdowns that our receivers dropped. You know, a freshman dropped a touchdown pass and a sophomore dropped a touchdown pass. But other than that, everything was on target. He got 1 or 2 balls over to Creech. And, you know, the biggest problem that we ran into was our offensive line protection for some of our play-action passes. We ran into issues, especially against Pamlico, when we went against them. Just missing a couple blocks, and so it's hard to figure out what a quarterback is capable of if he doesn't have time to throw. But overall, he didn't do a bad job. Again, in practice last week, our biggest concern was how is he taking the handoff, or I'm sorry, taking the snap from the center, and how is he exchanging that handoff with the running backs. And from that standpoint, I thought we did an amazing job. That's probably the highlight of the scrimmage for me, is the lack of turnovers from our from snap to the quarterback, to the quarterback, to the handoff.
What about any linemen that stood out to you that played really well?
Yeah, we've gotten into the habit of this year giving out pride stickers. Pretty much anything that stands out, we give them a new helmet sticker. And the first kid, I mean, between the coaches, when we talked about it, 3 or 4 coaches all said the same thing. Jaden Walton's a player. I mean, this kid, and of course, you know, he's also plays on the basketball team, but
oh yeah, that's my guy. His smile is so infectious. He is one of my favorite kids. I love that guy.
Hey, and I think anybody who's around him will say the same thing. Like, he's just a great kid. And then when you put him on the football field, we asked that kid to go both sides of the ball. He probably got the least amount of rest of anybody out there. But if you saw a tackle made in the backfield, 9 times out of 10, it's him. And it's the same thing as far as opening a hole. I looked at him and Jarrett McFadden, who's a senior, who also had a fairly good night on offense. And I said, guys, we're going to run to your side every time for the rest of this scrimmage. So be ready. And they both took that as, you know, a compliment and just did their work. And that's what we need from the offensive line.
Staying on Jaden for an extra second. On the defensive side of the ball, do you see him being more of an in or an interior lineman? How do you plan on using him on the defensive line?
A little bit of both. You know, I've talked to the offensive linemen on offense and defense, and I've told them, you need to know how to play each of those positions. So, you know, we're going to try to be as flexible as we can. You know, like I said, with the 24-person team, if we need to get people breaks, everybody needs to be able to contribute to take that person's place. But I see him more as an end. He's got a decent amount of speed, and he's also got those long arms to kind of keep blockers off and then keep his outside arm free so he can make some of those tackles that he did on Friday night.
Sure, sure. Anybody else that you want to touch on from the scrimmage that we haven't mentioned?
Yeah, the other kid that we gave one of our pride stickers to was Dylan Schaffnett. He was wearing number 88 on Friday. He ran the ball really, really hard. He's a kid that in the past has played tight end and offensive line. He's another kid that we're transferring to try to become a fullback. He ran for his first touchdown that he's ever scored in football. So that was a big deal. And I think he played probably one of his best games at middle linebacker on Friday night. He's just a kid whose energy is infectious and he's got a nose for the ball on defense as well.
Yeah, I thought he did a pretty good job. Ran the ball hard. I definitely paid attention to him on defense. Anybody in the secondary or any of the receivers that you want to touch on?
Yeah, we've gotten so much better at figuring out where to be on defense. The guys that we threw out there, Kevin Burton, who's a senior, didn't get a lot of looks. They weren't really putting the ball up. Justin Noon played a great job at corner. Jared Creech took a couple bad angles, but then, you know, and the coaches got on him. And the end of the game, though, he was making great tackles. And something we talked to him about is his form tackling last year was not very good. And this year we've been touching on it a lot more. In the second half of that scrimmage, he was tackling low, and he did a considerable better job at taking better angles.
I also thought Kevin Burton might have had the play of the scrimmages for us in our matchups. He had a big play on the sideline. You want to talk about that play for a second?
Which one was that again?
The one where Kevin got it, and he spun on the guy on the sideline and ended up – yeah. I think it was over a 30-yard gain or so.
Yeah, yeah. He's one that, again, I told you before, we need everybody to be able to play different positions. He splits time playing wide receiver and then came into play running back. And last week he was in our running back practices every single day. And so he came up to me right before that play and said, "Hey, coach, you know, I know I play wide receiver and running back, but like, am I going to get a carry here?" And I was like, "Yep, here you go." So we threw that pitch out to him. And, you know, at first, you know, he went a little wide before cutting it up. I was like, "Oh boy, I'm going to have to talk to Kevin about this." And then the first guy hit him and he spun off of that and it, you know, ended up taking it. So it was, again, it was a great effort on his part. And he's somebody that we can throw out there, play wide receiver, play running back. You know, who's just doing a great job so far.
Yeah, I felt like that play kind of gave the team a lift for, like, the next set of plays, too. You know, those kind of big plays can really energize everybody.
Absolutely.
Okay, man, so that's what I wanted to talk about with the scrimmage on Friday. I got a little fun segment here for you that I put the guys through from time to time. So what we're going to try and do is I'm going to give you a series of questions, rapid-fire style, and you just got a couple minutes, and we'll try and get through them as fast as we can. Are you ready to go?
All right, let's do it.
All right, so just to give you a heads up, this is going to be a wide range, including, like, movies and other sports and things like that.
All right.
What's your favorite movie?
Ooh, favorite movie. a movie called 7 Pounds with Will Smith, actually.
Okay. Muhammad Ali or Mike Tyson?
Mike Tyson.
How long would you last in the ring with Mike Tyson in his prime?
Ooh, however long it took him to get to me.
Well, are you familiar with the Marvel movies, the Avengers?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Which Marvel Avenger would you add to your football team, and what position would he play?
I'd throw Hulk out there. We need some linemen at the moment.
I'm assuming he played both ways. He's going to be a running back too?
We'd probably transition him to running back, yeah.
Yeah, I would think he'd be the favorite for the league, assuming he didn't tear up the field if you had the Hulk on your team.
That's true.
Do you understand John Gruden's Spider 2 Y Banana?
I do not.
That's good, because that's my fantasy football logo for our fantasy football league. So I'm going to stick to that, especially when I play you. Right. Who on your coaching staff has the best chance to win Jeopardy?
Jake Thornton. That man's a genius.
Okay, no question on that one. Clear cut.
No.
All right, what's the best football movie ever made?
You know, it's cliche, but Remember the Titans.
Yeah, I think if you didn't say Remember the Titans, I think some people would have heard this and probably been texting you. What's your favorite snack at the movie theater?
I like Mike and Ike's.
Okay.
Where I'm at with that.
What was your favorite cartoon growing up as a kid?
I can't even think of a cartoon I watched at the moment. Recess. Recess was a good cartoon.
Okay. If you could take a vacation anywhere, and I'm sure you probably need one right now, but it's going to be off for a while. Where would you go? Where would you take a vacation? Anywhere in the world.
I'd check out Italy. Check out Italy for right now.
Okay. My mom just came back from Italy a couple weeks ago. She loved it.
All right, good.
All right, last question. What's the best NFL touchdown dance or celebration that you've seen?
The bobsledding. Last year, the bobsledding was great.
Okay. Hey, Coach, thank you so much for your time, man. I really appreciate it. Look forward to watching the game coming up. It's at Weldon, correct, on Friday night?
Yes, sir, at Weldon.
All right. Hey, good luck, Coach. I'll be out there pulling for you, man.
All right. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
You got it. Take care.
All right. See you.
All right. That's Coach Josh Blood. Look forward to next week. We're playing at Weldon, and we will follow up with an interview after that. Hopefully we'll get Coach on the weekend. Everybody take care.